This is a Kim Monson news briefing. Wilson runs for Colorado Attorney General, pledges to end Weiser's Trump lawsuits. The retired Army JAG officer and former Tina Peters attorney cleared the Republican State Assembly with roughly 35% of delegates. He pledges to drop the Colorado Attorney General's 64 suits against the Trump administration, investigate the 2024 BYOS password exposure, and help free the former Mesa County clerk. A retired Army lawyer from Monument who once represented former Mesa County clerk Tina Peters is now the second Republican on the June primary ballot for Colorado Attorney General, and his central pledge is to end the office's running legal war with the Trump administration. Dave Wilson, whose legal ballot name is David L. Wilson, qualified for the Republican primary at the Colorado GOP State Assembly on April 11 in Pueblo, where he says he picked up about 35% of delegate votes a week after entering the race. He joins El Paso County District Attorney Michael Allen, the same incumbent who beat him in the 2024 Republican primary for El Paso County District Attorney on the June 30 ballot. Wilson's pitch, delivered Monday on The Kim Monson Show, is that Colorado's legal posture under Attorney General Phil Weiser has drifted from legal review into political combat. Wilson said on the show he looked up the other day how many times the current attorney general has sued Trump, and the answer is 64 times at this point. That's ridiculous, he said, and that's taxpayer dollars. The North Denver Tribune reported on April 4 that Weiser's suit challenging President Trump's March 31 mail-in voting executive order was the 64th filed or joined by the Colorado AG's office against the Trump administration during the first year of the president's second term. Wilson's own campaign issues page cites the same 64 figure. On his path into the race, Wilson told the Rocky Mountain Voice he served 20 years in the Army Judge Advocate General's Corps and later as a legal advisor in the unit that became United States Cyber Command. He was not planning to run, he said, but supporters from his 2024 campaign pushed him back in. Wilson said on the show he jumped in a week before the assembly. No money, no campaign, and he got that much because people want something to change. Both Wilson and Allen cleared the 30% threshold required for ballot placement at the assembly. Gubernatorial candidate state, Representative Scott Bottoms of Colorado Springs, took the top line of the GOP governor ballot with 45% of delegates, and Minister Victor Marks qualified with 39%. Wilson said on the show he supports Bottoms for governor. On Tina Peters and the BYOS affidavit, Wilson's election integrity platform is built around two fixed points: the prosecution of Tina Peters and the 2024 exposure of voting equipment passwords by the Colorado Secretary of State's office. Wilson represented Peters in a 2022 recount lawsuit against Secretary of State Jenna Griswold. On April 2, the Colorado Court of Appeals upheld Peters' felony and misdemeanor convictions from the 2021 breach of her office's voting equipment, but ordered a new sentencing hearing, finding the trial judge improperly weighed Peters' protected speech in imposing a 9-year term. The same panel ruled that President Trump's December 2025 pardon of Peters' state convictions has no legal effect. Governor Jared Polis has not granted clemency. Weiser, a bipartisan group of county clerks and legislative Democrats, have publicly urged him not to. Wilson said on the show he has been told by most of the Republican candidates they would free Tina Peters, and if they did not, he would make that happen. What happened to her was disgusting, he said, and there needs to be investigations there. In his Rocky Mountain Voice profile, he said he thinks what Griswold did was worse than what they're claiming Tina Peters did. The reference is to an incident Colorado Newsline first reported in late 2024. A spreadsheet posted to the Secretary of State's public website in June of 2024 contained hidden worksheets holding basic input-output system passwords for more than 700 election system components in every Colorado county except Los Animas. The passwords were accessible until state officials were alerted on October 24, 2024. A third-party investigation by Beth Duherty Quinn of Baird Quinn LLC, commissioned by Griswold's office, concluded the release was unintentional, but found two state information security policy violations covering training and pre-publication review. Wilson says he drafted an affidavit, sent to Colorado district attorneys, arguing the exposure warranted criminal investigation. Wilson said on the show he put the affidavit together and it went out to all the district attorneys, referencing the BYOS passwords that Griswold released into the open for any foreign nation to grab and affect our election machines. And nothing happened, he said. Denver said, oh, there's nothing to see here, and it got wiped under the rug. On his first day plans. On day one, Wilson said, he would meet with his staff and tell them it's no politics, no wokeness. Get rid of the pronouns. If anybody has pronouns in their signature block, constitution, rule of law, get back to work. He said he would end Colorado's sanctuary city policies and reopen investigations into school library content. His campaign issues page also lists the Colorado River Compact, fentanyl trafficking, and child trafficking among his priorities. On a personnel question at the Secretary of State's office. On the broadcast, host Kim Monson raised a March 2025 report from Colorado Free Press that Christopher Perry Bell, Griswold's Deputy Secretary of State since 2021, had left the office and been succeeded by Andrew Klein, a former Perkins Coie attorney. The column cited a Colorado Department of State press release header naming Klein, but noted that no broader public announcement of the change had been made. The Secretary of State's office has not issued a press release addressing the transition, and no independent news outlet has reported it. On the general election math, Wilson faces a difficult path even if he wins the primary. Weiser is term limited and running for governor. The Democrat primary field, per Wikipedia's ballot qualifier list, includes Griswold, Michael Duerte, Hetal Doshi, and David Seligman. No Republican has won a statewide race in Colorado since 2016. Wilson's campaign website is linked in the article. He closed the interview by identifying himself as a retired Army veteran. And now, Kim's perspective. Colorado's attorney general is supposed to be the state's top lawyer. 64 lawsuits in a single year against the federal government looks like a political program, paid for on both ends by taxpayers in this state and across the country. A password exposure that reached nearly every county in Colorado deserved a real criminal inquiry, and the people responsible for Colorado elections should welcome scrutiny rather than brush it aside. Dave Wilson is asking the right question about this office. Who does it actually serve? And voters in the June primary will get to answer that. This article is available at kimmonson.com. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson News Briefing.